California state workers say they are going down with the sinking ship. They have to take 3 furlough days a month. Those are called furlough Fridays. That means state workers will lose some 14% of their income. Here to talk about how that loss is affecting her household is Renee Chia. She works for the Department of Managed Health Care, and she's spending her furlough Friday today at home with her husband and 2 children. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
So you're at home with your husband because he, too, works for the state of California. So you are really experiencing a significant dent in your household income?
That is correct. It's very difficult for us to try and maintain all of our bills and pay our mortgage with the state of these furloughs. And we understand that Schwarzenegger has stated that he will go as high as 4 furlough days. So there's a little bit of fear that we're going to have to sustain another 5% each decrease in our income.
So can you give us numbers, how much money you're losing with these furloughs?
Well, prior to the furloughs, I made a little bit over $60,000 a year. My husband made close to $40,000. Household income, we probably went from around $100,000 to about $75,000 a year. And if we get a 4th furlough, it's going to be worse.
So what is the atmosphere like at work? What's the morale when you heard that this part of the budget was to extend the furlough Fridays possibly till next June? What was the reaction?
The first furlough, when they came out with the 10% cut, I think people really kind of took it on the jaw and just went, okay, it's hard times. You know, we understand that we're going to have to sacrifice. People are being laid off, private sector left and right, and getting pay cuts as well. But with this third furlough, it has really changed. Definitely the morale's gone down. People are really frustrated. And I think the even a harder part was originally the furloughs were forced 2 Fridays a month. Then it went to where we could bank those, so to speak, you know, work a full-time schedule for the month and roll them over. And then they went back to the forced 3 furloughs. And that really made it difficult on a lot of people. One of the things I was thinking about doing is banking our furloughs and taking my kids out on the break so that we could just use our leave time when they're on their breaks and not have to pay the full-time daycare and just have them in after-school care. But now I don't even have that option.
So what are you thinking you're going to do?
At this point, I'm still in the process with trying to get a mortgage modification. I don't know how much they're going to work with us or not. If they don't work with us and there is no modification that can be done, we're probably going to get foreclosed on. So
yeah, you're having some hard times.
Yeah.
Renee, who do you blame in all of this? Do you blame the governor? Do you blame the legislature?
I blame everybody. I think we're all in this together. And I think that Schwarzenegger and the legislature also really need to become more cooperative and start finding ways out of this and start doing the hard decisions of whatever cuts or tax raises need to happen. I think state workers are really used to a lot of the white noise of us being threatened with layoffs or cuts or things like that. A lot of times it doesn't happen because they balance the budget and then everything's fine. We're definitely being used as a pawn. And, you know, I think that Schwarzenegger is really entrenching with his side of things to try and force cooperation, and he's willing to sacrifice that pawn. But the problem is he's going to end up with a Pyrrhic victory if everyone moves out of the state. There's no economy left and no state workers able to maintain their households. If, you know, at the end game you have nothing left, what have you won?
That's Renee Chia. She works for the state of California along with her husband. They're spending their 3rd furlough Friday at home today in Woodland, California. That's near Sacramento. Mandatory furloughs for state workers may last until June of next year.